Pope Benedict used the Feast of the Chair of Peter to announce the first consistory of his papacy, with the creation of 15 new cardinals on March 24th.
Cioè, per annunciare che il prossimo 24 marzo terrò un concistoro.
The Holy Father was speaking during his Wednesday weekly general audience. 12 of the new cardinals are under 80, and therefore will be eligible to vote in a conclave to elect a new pope.
Primo, Monsignor William Joseph Leveda, prefetto della
Archbishop William Joseph Leveda, the prefect for the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith.
Secondo, Monsignor Franz Rodet,
Archbishop Franz Rodet, the prefect of the Congregation for Institutes of Consecrated Life.
Terzo, Monsignor Agostino Vallini,
Archbishop Agostino Vallini, the prefect of the Supreme Tribunal of the Apostolic Signatura.
Quarto, Monsignor Jorge Liberato Orosa Savino,
Archbishop Jorge Liberato Orosa Savino, the Archbishop of Caracas, Venezuela.
Quinto, Monsignor Gaudencio Rosales,
Archbishop Gaudencio Rosales of Manila in the Philippines.
Sesto, Monsignor Jean-Pierre Ricard,
Archbishop Jean-Pierre Ricard, the Archbishop of Bordeaux.
Settimo, Monsignor
Archbishop Antonio Canizares Rivera, the Archbishop of Toledo, Spain.
Ottavo, Monsignor Nicholas Cheong Jin Suk,
Archbishop Nicholas Cheng Jin Suk, the Archbishop of Seoul, Korea.
Nove, Monsignor Shin Patrick O'Malley, Cappuccino, Arcivescovo di Boston.
Archbishop Sean Patrick O'Malley of Boston, Massachusetts.
Dieci, Monsignor Stanislav Civich,
Archbishop Stanislav Civich of Krakow, Poland.
Undici, Monsignor Carlo Caffara,
Archbishop Carlo Caffara of Bologna, Italy.
Dodici, Monsignor Joseph Zen,
and Archbishop Joseph Zen of Hong Kong, China. Three of the new cardinals are over 80, and thereby excluded by the current legislation from participating in a conclave.
Primo, Monsignor Andrea Cordero
Lanzo. They are Archbishop Andrea Cordero Lanzo de Montezemolo, the archpriest of the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls.
Secondo, Monsignor Peter
Archbishop Peter Perucco Derry, the Archbishop Emeritus of Tamale, Ghana.
E finalmente terzo, Padre Albert Vanois.
And Father Albert Vanois, the Secretary of the Pontifical Biblical Institute. After the conclave, the total number of cardinals will be 193. Of that number, 120 will be under 80 and eligible to vote in a conclave, which elects a new pope. Currently, there are 110 electors, but two of these, Bernard Agre of the Ivory Coast and Desmond Connell of Ireland, will turn 80 before the March consistory. Cardinals are considered the closest collaborators of the pope, and since 1059 have been the exclusive electors of the pope. The office descends from the priests and deacons of the Diocese of Rome, who assisted the pope in his duties in the early days of the church. Each cardinal still has a titular church in Rome, where he holds the office of priest or deacon. Six cardinals are the titular bishops of suburban dioceses of Rome. In the Middle Ages, there was a limit of 30 cardinals, although that was then raised to 70. In 1970, Pope Paul VI limited the number of electors to 120 and also set the age limit for electors. During his nine consistories, Pope John Paul II dispensed from the limit of 120 electors several times. In his last consistory, which was on October 21, 2003, Pope John Paul created 30 new cardinals and raised the number of electors to 135. The new consistory will leave the number of electors at 120. I'm Charles Collins.